The old man had spent his entire life surrounded by unimaginable power and wealth. Except for today. He was dressed as if for regional theater, playing the part of a retiree who'd failed to save for the long stretch of old age. Wearing decrepit khakis and a threadbare jacket, mud sliming the heels of his boots. Sitting on a park bench in the gray London afternoon, tossing stray crumbs to the pigeons. The crumbs were tiny, the size of diamonds. The man in the gray suit, standing near him pretending to talk on a cell phone, didn't look at the old man. Instead, he watched the people strolling in the park, his eye keen for an enemy. A young couple walking hand in hand, two teenage boys ambling, trying to look cool and tough, and failing. A well-dressed mother pushing a stroller, laughing on a cell phone, tucking a blanket around a baby. A pair of old ladies, clutching purses close to their coats, one talking a monologue, the other listening and nodding. No danger here. The man in the gray suit fought the urge to smile at the disguise the old man had chosen, but to laugh would be fatal. One had to indulge people with money. And one did not laugh at a billionaire, no matter how eccentric.
"I hardly recognize you, Your Majesty," the man in the gray suit said.
He cast his gaze around the park again, the silent phone close to his ear.
"Look at them go to war,"
the old man said in soft Arabic, as the pigeons battled over the bread, pecking at one another and the bare ground.
"They dance for me, as if I have strings on their wings."
He threw another scattering of food to the flock's left, laughed as they scurried to the crumbs. The birds aren't the only ones, the man in the gray suit thought. But he waited for the old man to speak again. Like most bullies, the old man loved the sound of his own words.
"All is prepared?" the old man asked.
"Yes," he said.
Nearly so would have been a more exact answer. But the old man had never cared for details. Everything would be ready soon enough. Then he could start to change the world.
"Your people are ready for the money?"
"Yes. Your banker has been a great help.
He's set up accounts. He's covered our trail so as not to raise suspicion."
It was an effort to control his temper, to not say, "Yes, you old fool. Now just give me what I want and get out of the way." The man in the gray suit asked the question he'd come here to ask.
"I need only to know the amount you're willing to invest." $50 million now."
The prince, dressed as a pauper, tossed his last handful of stale bread to the pavement, watched the pigeons dart and peck for the scraps. A smile played across his face as the birds battled.
"If your proposed attacks succeed over the next 5 years, then another $50 million for further work."
The man in the gray suit felt a heaviness seize his chest, felt the thud of blood in his ears. $100 million to flow through his hands. But he showed no emotion. He kept the cell phone up to his ear.
"September 11th didn't even cost $1 million to carry out."
"Yes. But it was not a long-term investment. I offer you much more. I give you many times the resources of September 11th.
The old man glanced up at the man in the suit and for a moment he smiled, an awful flexing of skin and teeth.
"Give me many times the results, for years to come. Make them bleed for a lifetime."